Health Minister David Clark has offered to resign after admitting he drove his family 20 kilometres from his house in Dunedin to Doctors Point Beach for a walk in breach of the Level 4 lockdown rules. It's Dr Clark's second breach after he earlier admitted he drove to a mountain bike track on the first weekend of the lockdown. In a statement, he said, "As the Health Minister, it's my responsibility to not only follow the rules, but set an example to other New Zealanders. At a time while we're asking New Zealanders to make historic sacrifices, I've let the team down. I've been an idiot, and I understand why people will be angry with me." Jacinda Ardern has not accepted his resignation, saying she would have sacked him but for the massive disruption to the COVID-19 response. In her statement, she says, "For that reason and that reason alone, Dr. Clark will maintain his role. He has, however, been stripped of his role as Associate Finance Minister and demoted to the bottom of the cabinet rankings." I spoke to David Clark a few minutes ago.
I have apologised to the Prime Minister and offered my resignation. I have had an error of judgement. I travelled early on in the lockdown to the beach with my family, and I discovered that when I was going back over things, having been rightly chastised for going for a bike ride locally. Obviously, as Minister of Health, I need not only to follow the rules, but to set an example for others. And I've let people down. I feel like I've let the team down as a whole, and I know that I've let New Zealanders down. So I offered my resignation to the Prime Minister.
Okay, just for clarity, you went to a beach. You drove, what, 20 k's to get to the beach with your family?
That's right.
There was the bike ride where you took your electorate vehicle, which is the one people probably are most aware of.
Yes.
Is there any other time that you've flouted these rules?
No. However, I don't make any excuses. I got it wrong. I apologise for that. I've made a mistake and I just shouldn't have done it.
You've also driven your family to a walking track, as I understand as well. Is that within the rules or not?
It was, yes. I have had conversations about that. It was a couple of kilometres from my home and a dangerous walk for children on the way. So I understand that to be within the rules. But for the purposes of clarity, I have declared that publicly. Because I want to be clear with people exactly what actions I've taken. I was very disappointed in myself, and I know others will be very angry about this when I went back and discovered that I had done something else.
Why did you do this?
That breaches the rules. I don't have any excuses, Susie.
But did you not understand the rules?
Clearly I was not thinking. In hindsight, all I can think is, what an idiot.
So, did anyone in your family question what you were doing or suggesting?
Oh, look, this was my decision. I own it, and I take responsibility for it.
Okay, so did you think that the rules just didn't apply to you?
I made a mistake. I got it wrong.
Is it fair to say that this activity would probably have continued if your electorate van hadn't been spotted last week?
I think, Susie, it's not even worth speculating on that from my perspective.
Yeah, but Minister, that's the only reason you stopped, isn't it? Because you were sprung.
I got it wrong. I'm not making any excuses, Susie.
How's your position tenable?
I offered my resignation. I thought that was the correct thing to do in the circumstances. I have made a fool of myself. I have got this completely wrong. And so that was what I deemed to be the right course of action.
What do your actions say about your judgment during a pandemic?
I think I will have a job to rebuild the confidence of New Zealanders. I have been very focused on the job itself in terms of our COVID-19 response, and I'm going to need to continue to be very focused on the job. The Prime Minister has made it clear that in ordinary times she would have sacked me, but for the fact that we are facing a global pandemic. So I need to continue on, focused on the job at hand, and make sure that I don't make any more errors of judgment.
Yes, on that score, can you explain to me why you're competent to continue in the role when the Prime Minister says otherwise, ordinarily, she would have sacked you?
I can't comment on that. You know, I know that I've done wrong here.
I think you have to be able to comment on that, Minister. I mean, what is the level of your credibility here?
I'm not going to make any excuses. I know that I've got a real task ahead to rebuild the trust of New Zealanders that they've placed in me in this role. That's the task that I have ahead. There's no question about that. I've received lots of messages from people angry at my actions. And I understand that, and I can understand why they're angry. I've had people tell me they're frustrated. I know that people are making huge sacrifices. I walked past some flowers yesterday clearly for a man who's died. They were pinned on a fence, and I know that his family won't have been able to attend his funeral. You know, that people are making huge sacrifices right now, and I'm embarrassed at my actions.
How much do you think your actions have undermined the rest of the work that has been done by government?
I think, you know, these are my actions, and I need to be accountable for them, Susie. The government itself has been, in my view, taking good decisions, but I've clearly taken the wrong decision here, and I own that.
You're only in post, you're only remaining in post because of the extraordinary circumstances we find ourselves in. So that begs the question, what happens when that is over? Will you resign then?
I've tendered my resignation. Ultimately, the Prime Minister decides who serves where and in what roles. I've made it clear that I'm embarrassed by my actions, that I've got this wrong. The Prime Minister has also made clear that there are some sanctions on me.
Mm. Has she indicated that should Labour form the government after the election that you will not be part of the Cabinet?
No, we have not had that conversation, as you would imagine. The Prime Minister was very clear with me about getting this wrong, and I have accepted her judgment.
That is David Clark, the Health Minister.